Good morning. This is our study that we're going to do this year, and it's in the book of Revelation. We know that as we look at the book of Revelation, that it is the Word of God, and as we study through this book, we're going to see how that Jesus is revealed. It is the revealing of Jesus Christ. But we'll start today in this study in the very beginning with prayer. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, I do praise you this day for the opportunity that you give us to study your word. Father, we just can't begin to praise you enough that you have had so much love for each of us to bring Jesus. We have just been through the Christmas season and how that you, through your precious Son, Jesus, you came through his birth in the flesh to live among us and to teach us and guide us. Father, we can't begin to know what love that you have had and you have for us. But Father, as we study, I do pray, Father, that you will give us understanding of your truths. Help us, Father, as you reveal your Son, Jesus, to us through your word in the book of Revelation. Open our eyes, open our hearts, our souls, and give us understanding and teach us, Father, through your Holy Spirit, that we may know you more, that we may see Jesus in all of his glory. And I do ask it now in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. As most of you know that have been following our precept Bible study, that we have just completed the study of the book of Daniel in the Old Testament. And as we studied in Daniel, we saw where that God, through his angel, Gabriel, gave Daniel understanding of things in the future. And of course, we know that those things is what we are going to study about here in this study of Revelation. So this is what we call part one in our study, and we'll be studying chapters 1 through 5. And as we study through, today our lesson is called the observation. We want to observe. We want to get the big picture about the book of Revelation. Now, Revelation is a rich source of truth about eschatology. In fact, it contains more details about end times than any other book of the Bible. And Revelation portrays Christ's ultimate triumph over Satan and depicts the final political setup of the world system and describes the career of the most powerful dictator in human history, the final Antichrist. And it also mentions the rapture of the church, that's in chapter 3, verse 10, and describes the 7-year time of tribulation, including the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation, which will be in chapter 7:14, and also we find in the New Testament in Matthew 24:21, and the second coming of Christ is the climatic battle of human history. That is the study on Armageddon, the 1,000-year earthly kingdom of Jesus, and the final judgment of unrepentant sinners. That will be the great white throne judgment, and the final state of the wicked in hell. That will be the lake of fire, and the redeemed in the new heaven and the new earth. Now, this study today is primarily a review, or an overview, we call it an overview, of Revelation chapters 1 through 5. So, we're going to break this down, and we will begin to look at this, but what we need to know is, what is the theme? What is Revelation about? And as you have studied in your workbooks and read in the scriptures, we have learned that Revelation was given to John, and he was told to write, and he saw Jesus. So here we look at the theme of Revelation as the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, how was it communicated? We need to know how that this revelation was communicated to John. So, we look in the scriptures in verse 1, and it tells us that God gave to Jesus, his son, and then Jesus gave it to an angel, and the angel gave it to John, and he was told to write, and it was to the 7 churches in Asia. So, the revelation is to show Jesus' servants, all believers, the things which must soon take place. That's why it was written, and that's what it's all about. So, we need to know what kind of writing this was. So, as we look at chapter 1, verse 3, we see what type of reading that this is. So, I'm going to read chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. So, it's words of prophecy. So, we see in this verse that the ones that read it, reads it and hears it and heeds it and keeps what is written in the prophecy will be blessed. So, in this study, of all studies that we have had, this is a study that the scripture tells us that we will be blessed if we read and study. So, here we look at the time, and it tells us in verse 3, the time for these things to take place is near. So, looking now at Revelation 22, we see an understanding about what that means as it was written down. As we look through this, we're going to see what it means in Revelation 22. Let's look at verse 6, 7, and 10. Revelation 22, 6 and 7. And he said to me, "These words are faithful and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place." Verse 7, "And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book." And then in verse 10, he says, "And he said to me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near." So, verse 8 and 10 are about John, and it's what he heard and he saw, and what he was told to write in this prophecy book. And again, it says, the time is near. Now, verses 18 and 19 contain warnings adding to or taking away from the book of the prophecy. So, let's begin doing our review looking at Revelation 1, which we have already read some in, but what else does it say about John's writings in the Revelation? Where was John, and why was he there? And as we read these verses, and we won't take time to read all of this, because later we will take chapter by chapter and word upon word. So today, remember, this is just a review, but it's good to take notes to help you as we study each chapter. So we learned in chapter 1 that John was on an island named Patmos because of God's word and Jesus' testimony. And it seems that from the immediate context that he was there because of persecution against the gospel. Now, John was persevering or enduring in tribulation, and there was persecution at the time that he wrote this revelation. And we learn that a voice told him to write what he saw and send it to the seven churches, which are named in verse 11 of chapter 1. And he saw Jesus in the middle of the seven churches. Now, we will be looking further at the study of these seven churches and the letter that was sent to each church. So, specifically, what was John told to write? The things which you have seen, that would be the past. And John saw the vision of Jesus in chapter 1. And in chapter 1, verse 13, he was worshiping the Lord, but he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And then he heard a voice and saw Jesus himself in the midst of seven lampstands. Now, this description of Jesus is awesome, and it'll be studied more in lesson 2. And then he saw the things of the past, and then he saw the things which are. The things which are meaning present. And then he saw the things which will take place after these things, meaning the future. So John saw the past, the present, and the future. Now, let's go on and look at Revelation 2. as highlights. Just remember, this is an overview. So what is this chapter about, and what is the theme of it? The chapter theme of this first chapter is about the four churches, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, and Thyatira. So how does this relate back to the first chapter? These are the four of the seven churches in Asia at the time John was told to write to them. And this chapter contains the messages from the Lord Jesus to these churches. Now let's go on and look at Revelation 3. Now, what is the theme, or what would be the possible theme of chapter 3? This was told to John to write to Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. That's the three churches. That makes the complete seven churches. So, what is repeated in chapters 2 and 3? Now, if you have read as preparing for this study, you learned that in this study, in chapters 2 and 3, the statement that was repeated was, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." That's in chapter 2, verse 29, and also in chapter 3, verses 22. Now, going on to Revelation 4. How does it begin? And as we look at it, we see that after being told, John, to write to the seven churches, then John saw and heard from heaven. Now the voice said John would be shown what must take place after these things. This is the same terminology that we saw in Revelation chapter 1, verse 19. And chapter 1, 19, I'll just read that quickly here so that we can see what the verse says. Therefore, now this is told to John, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things. So, chapter 1, 19 gives the main parts of the segments that John was to write in Revelation. Because this is very important as we go through this study. What he saw, and that was Jesus in the midst of the seven churches. That was in Revelation 1. And next, the things which are, that would be the present, the seven churches, chapters 2 and 3, and the things which take place after, that would be the future, chapters 4 through 22. So, we know that here, John saw in chapter 4, one on the throne in heaven. And he also saw worship taking place. So the theme could be what John saw, one on the throne and worship. So, What then is the change in content from chapter 2 and 3? The change is the setting changes. It changes from earth in chapters 2 and 3 to heaven in chapters 4 and 5. And in Revelation 4, the focus is on the one who sits on the throne, who is God the Almighty. And as we study that, we will learn what is happening around the throne. Now, John used the gems of earth to describe the heavenly appearance, the brilliance of it. And then he described the 24 elders on 24 thrones around God on his throne. And then he describes lightning and thunder and something like a sea of glass before the throne. And then the four living creatures constantly praising the Holy One, the Almighty God. Now, when the creatures, these four living creatures, praise, the elders fall down before the throne in worship. And verse 2, this is chapter 4, presents the second time that John was in the Spirit, and that is in the Holy Spirit. Now, looking at Revelation chapter 1, verses 10 through 18, we saw that John was in the Spirit and then heard and saw. And then in chapter 4, again, he was in the Spirit and he heard and saw. And chapter 1, verse 8, we see a description of God, and I'll read that. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Now, we will go into details as we study each chapter through the book of Revelation. And remember, this is just an overview to give us what's called the big picture, just to kind of get in our mind what we will be studying, what Revelation is about. Now let's look at Revelation chapter 5, and what did we learn as we read that chapter would be the theme. It was all about the Lamb, wasn't it? The Lamb is worthy to open the book or the scroll. So it's about the Lamb of God. It's about Jesus. Now, looking at the central figure in this chapter, we see that the central figure is God, and he holds in his hand a sealed book or a scroll. And as God looked among those in heaven and on earth, it tells us that no one was found worthy to open the scroll or the book and to look inside. And of course, John began to weep because of that, until one of the elders told him, the Lion of Judah, the Root of David, had overcome, conquered, and could open the seals of the book that was in God's hand. The Lamb, as if slain, took the book from God. And we know that in Scripture, that the Scripture tells us that the Lamb is Jesus. He is the Lamb of God. And then whenever he began to open the book that was in the hand of God. The creatures and the elders fell down before him in worship, and they sang a new song in chapter 5, verse 9 and 10. And then in verses 11, 13, tells us that others in heaven joined in that new song. So, here we can see in this overview that this is all about Jesus. When you look at Revelation, you first think, well, what does Revelation mean? And as you study the meaning of Revelation, you learn that it is a mystery revealed. It is an uncovering. We learn that it is the uncovering of the mystery of the Son of God, of Jesus. And as we go through and study chapter by chapter, then we're going to see that it is opened up to us through God's Word. The revelation, it is like to take a cover off, to uncover it. So that's what we'll be doing as we take each chapter. We'll take the cover off, and God is going to reveal to us His precious Word about His Son and about the second coming of Jesus. And as we know, John is one of the disciples of God, one of the disciples of Jesus that walked with Him among the 12 disciples when He was here on this earth. And he knew Jesus. He walked with Him. He had talked with Him. He was called by Him to be a disciple. And he went with, as Jesus went to the cross, John stayed, and he was told by Jesus to be a son to Jesus' mother, Mary. And Mary was to, that was to be his mother, and Mary was to take John as her son. So we know that this was a time of great persecution. It was a time when the Romans were in control of the of Israel and over the Jews, and this was about the first century A.D. And so as we read through, we're going to see that chapter 1 is things past, and chapter 2 and 3 is about things present at that time, and chapter 4 through chapter 22 is about things future. So we want to pray as we study through this study in Revelation. It's very deep. There's a lot of symbols. It's about symbolism. It's a book about symbolism and prophecies in regard to the future. We are now living in what is called the church age. That is the present time. But the future is going to be the time that is to come, that will be the time of rapture and the time of tribulation and the time of judgment. So be much in prayer for me, be in much in prayer for each other, and just pray that God will give each of us an understanding and a revelation of His precious Word, that we may take His Word and share it with those all around us in this dark world, because that's what it's about. It's about Jesus, and it's about what he came for. He came, the scripture says, that whosoever believes in him shall be saved. He came for all of his creation. So we want to learn this, not only for our own benefit, but we want to learn it that we can share it and take it out to others. So we will close our lesson today with prayer. Heavenly Father, how we need you in everything that we undertake to do. We can do nothing without you, Father. You're the breath that we breathe. We are your creation. And we were made, you made us in your image. And making us in your image, you loved us so much that you provided a way of salvation. Because you knew, Father, that we would sin and that we would need salvation. And Jesus, your only begotten Son, came to this earth and walked among us and went to the cross to be our sacrifice, that we might have life everlasting, that we might have salvation, eternal life. And we praise you, Father. And Father, as we take this study of Revelation, word upon word, line upon line, indwell it into our very beings, and help us, Father, not to hold it, but to share it within the world of all that we come in contact with, that you, Father, may get all the honor and the glory and the praise. And I ask it now in the name of Jesus. Amen. So next week, our study will be lesson 2, and it will be on chapter 1. So pray and study to prepare yourselves that God may use each of us and give us understanding. And God bless you.